Welcome back to Crusade Radio. This is Larry Lassiter. I'm your host for this part of the program. And we're talking about testimonies involving healings and spiritual manifestations, about seeing and hearing the presence of God, experiencing the presence of God. And I have with me today my son, Michael Lassiter. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And recently, he had a spiritual experience during one of our Friday night praise and prayer services, and he's going to share that with us at this time. So, Michael, let us know a little bit about what happened.
Well, I believe it was early summer, 2007, this year. I was, you know, we were together just worshiping the Lord, and the music was going at the time, and I had been thinking of, you know, we had talked a little bit earlier that week about crosses and bearing our crosses and things like that. You know, that had been on my mind a little bit. And while I was in the middle of, you know, just praising the Lord, I felt as if I was taken from where I was. And everything around me changed, and everything went kind of dim. And I was led into a room.
Were you aware of, like, the surroundings here in the sanctuary? Or?
You know, I don't remember anything else at the time. I don't remember seeing anything else. It was like, you know, all that stuff just kind of faded away.
So, like, you were transported to another time and space.
Yeah, it was like being transported is the best way I can describe it. And I remember walking into the room, and I couldn't see a whole lot, but I gathered that the room was very large, and there wasn't anything in it except for when we walked in, I had the impression that there was something in there for me that the Lord wanted to give to me, and it was like He wanted to give me a gift. And as we went in, you know, I saw, you know, not far and to the left in the room was a cross, and it was standing up. It was at an angle, though, and you know, it was probably about, you know, actual size of what a cross that you would crucify someone on. And, you know, it was pretty rough looking. And when I saw it, I knew exactly what it meant and what it was for. And I remember walking up to it, and I felt almost as if the Father was there with me. I couldn't see Him, but I felt like, you know, a very large presence was there behind me and to my right side. And as we walked, as I walked up to it, and I remember I embraced it. I remember, you know, the feeling it against my cheek, and I looked up, and there was, you know, kind of like the room changed into just like a big hill, and it was a pretty rough looking hill, a lot of rocks, a lot of uneven terrain and a very steep grade. And I knew, you know, I had to go up that, and I had to carry this cross with me. And as I leaned under, you know, I remember thinking at the time, you know, this is difficult, but at the same time, it is a gift, it is an honor. And I remember pulling the weight up, you know, over me, and I noticed to my left, on the other side of the beam, somebody was standing there holding it, you know, and I remember I looked, and it was, you know, I couldn't make out any features, but I knew it was Jesus.
Amen.
And the look that we had, you know, we just kind of looked at each other for a second, and then the best way I can describe it would be, you know, just a trust that we had, that we had something in common with this. And I don't know how to, you know, I can't really put into words how I felt right then, but, you know, I felt as if, you know, among all the emotions that I had, I felt as if I could do anything. And at the same time, I was resolved You know, I knew that it was going to be difficult on both of us, and I knew that he was going to be bearing some of my pain, but the trust that, you know, I just saw in him, you know, he knew that we had to do this together. And, you know, we started our ascent, and, you know, it was difficult, but he was there with me, and I kind of faded away. And I just remember, you know, taking from that a lot of things, but one of the main things was that it was like, you know, for us to be one, we have to experience this together. And, you know, it's something that changes your life when you come face to face with that. When you see Jesus doesn't just help you bear it, but he's there with you, bearing it with you. And it was very touching to me. It was very moving.
Well, what would you say to people who are maybe from religious backgrounds? Actually, we are from a religious background that
right.
would view these things as being quite unusual and extreme, and as something to not really be readily accepted. What would you say to people who were afraid of spiritual manifestations or, you know, coming in contact with the presence of God?
Well, I think, you know, God has always been who he is. You know, he's always been the same. And when he shows up, like he shows up to people, it doesn't make sense to somebody that hasn't experienced it, you know. And I can speak for myself, you know, I at one time I thought these things were strange. You know, people that before they come to Christ, they think that Christianity is, you know, peculiar and very odd. But once you experience the presence of God, and once, you know, you understand what it is to trust somebody that deeply, it goes beyond anything that's human. You know, if you never experienced it, all you know is human. Amen. And you know, your relationships as far on that human level. But when you receive from the Lord himself, it's undeniable. It really is.
And just watching your expressions and just seeing the emotions in your own expressions, the emotions in your eyes when you were relating that spiritual experience, whether that be a vision or seeing in the spirit or whatever, however it would be labeled, I could tell that it when you talked about Jesus, that your relationship with him was closer. It was almost like,
oh, definitely,
like you're sharing in his sufferings, that it was a partnership in a type of way. Whereas, yes, he went to Calvary. Yes, he bore the cross for us. But then he tells us to take up our cross and follow him.
Exactly. And I think that's the only way that you can do that. You know, I think that it goes beyond anything physical. You know, you can't endure the things that the people of God have endured lest you have, you know, the strength that God gives. And that, you know, that closeness, that intimate relationship, it teaches you to, you know, be able to push through and to, you know, to know that this is why you're doing what you're doing. He is the reason that you will endure, because, you know that he's willing to go through it with you, and you are willing to go through it with him. Whatever he needs, you're there to be whatever you can for him. And, you know, the Lord, he views it, you know, in a way that it is kind of foreign to us. You know, he views it as precious, our suffering. And, you know, for him to show up like he does on occasion, it's so moving.
Well, I think, you know, I know you, you are a person that reads your Bible every day and have for years. And, you're one of our teachers in the congregation, one of our presenters at our tent crusades and some of our seminars. And so you're well familiar with the Word. You, of course, I raised you in the faith. And from the time you were born, you were in the faith and, you know, learned God's way in our family. But I think that being a person that it has experienced spiritual manifestations myself, a touch or a manifestation from God can do more than what just studying or reading about God can do, even though we love our Bible.
Definitely.
I mean, it's precious to us and we study it. And but I know just from your expression when you knew that there was a presence beside you as you took that cross and you looked over, and although you couldn't make out any features, you knew it was Jesus right. was there. That said something would be difficult to put into words.
Yeah, well, the battle is spiritual. The relationship is spiritual. And even though you mentioned the Word of God, that you can't understand that without it being, you know, by the Spirit of God. And so all of it, you know, it all goes back to the way that God does things, and he does it by his Spirit. That's what his Word says.
And God has always revealed himself, spoken to himself, manifested himself to those who sought him and who valued that.
Right.
And I do value it, and I hope you listeners out there, I hope that you value the manifest presence of God, because God is preparing us to live for all eternity in his direct presence. And he doesn't want, you know, us not to be able to experience each other's presence even today. So I thank you, Michael, for that testimony.
My pleasure.
And I hope it's been a blessing to those who listen. And so until next time, we'll say goodbye here on Crusade Radio, and also all those who are listening to this testimony through the Points of Truth website. And we hope to see you again. God bless you.